Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day, and thank you for kicking it off with us here at WFHR. 8:05 on the clock. Got your host, James J., joined by Seth Habager.
Good morning, everybody.
We hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us. Our friends at the WeatherEye Weather Center got the day off, hopefully.
Yeah.
We think they earned that and
deserve
that.
Well, they have, definitely.
So that is cool. That's all right. We got an updated forecast for you there, so we're okay. We're good. Not bad at all, really. It's kind of nice to not think that you don't, you probably want to pay attention to the weather a little bit, but not necessarily have to.
No.
It's not that kind of weather where you got to worry about something coming in the next hour or something like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. No, it's very nice looking out today.
Pretty calm calm weather for the next couple of days. That's pretty nice.
We'll take it.
Should make the bopping around town that much easier to support local and shopping small Saturday and all.
Yep.
Filling out those passports and everything going around and doing
the
that
chamber,
stuff
yeah.
too.
Yeah,
and I encourage people to do that and enjoy it. We got a bunch of fun this hour. We're going to get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club after this segment. A little after that, in Seth's News, we'll get into making you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play music from a TV theme, music from a TV special.
Yeah.
We'll see if you guys get that one right.
Can't wait.
It's going to be fun. All that coming up for you. But right now, as today is, of course, a big day, not just because of shopping and those things, but for a lot of people, this day is the beginning of the Christmas season.
Right.
And the holiday season, if you will, when you include Kwanzaa and Hanukkah and that kind of thing. So
even New Year's.
I was just going to say, and then, of course, wrapping up with New Year's. So we're halfway through, you know, we're done with November, and have the holidays officially started for you yet? A new poll found in might depend on which radio station you've been listening to. People were asked when the holidays start, and the number one answer was a tie between putting your tree up and hearing Christmas music on the radio for the first time.
That's a good one.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty interesting.
That is pretty cool, yeah.
And we, especially those of us in this industry, we found this out back in... a couple of years ago during the pandemic and everything.
Right, right.
It was, we found out how dire radio still is, how many people still listen to radio, still count on radio. It became a way to really reach the many more people than other ways did.
As it always has been, and I think we'll always will in a certain way.
We while most of us got to the end of Hulu and Netflix and a lot of those things, a lot of people discovered podcasts and a lot of that. And you would not have podcasts without radio. So, I mean, it really has been interesting to see this. We've, again, like other things we were just talking about with Black Friday and everything, what was once cool has come back. And it's kind of come back to the fold.
Yes, it has.
And things like this just speak to that argument even more of how integral. Right now, it's not to say, oh, if we had no radio stations, nobody would know when the holidays start.
Yeah, right.
But it just speaks to how much we look forward to these things, how much they have become tradition to us.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true. I know in my household, but this is because, of course, I'm married to a pastor. Generally, Christmas starts with the first Sunday of Advent, which is usually the first Sunday right after Thanksgiving. So that's one coming up this Sunday. So that's basically when we start getting into our Christmas stuff, getting our decorations out. Getting the tree, it depends, you know, whether we have the time to go get it and that kind of thing. Or whether we were just going to put up the, you know, we do have a fake tree, which we can also put up. But I think the last few years, we've really been enjoying having a real tree. Which brings me back to my own childhood. We had a cathedral ceiling in the house I grew up in.
Ooh.
So we had 12 foot trees.
Oh, awesome!
Because we got some really big ones.
Wow!
Which I mean, ladder to decorate the top, you needed a ladder to do it. So until the cat knocked it down one year. But other than that, so for me, I know having a real tree, there's some nostalgia there, but I just like it, the smell and everything about it. I like it.
There's something about it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's interesting, that's for sure. I know that we used to play Christmas music on 105.5.
Yes.
I don't know. I know we still have our 24 days of Christmas, 24 hours of Christmas, sorry, coming up when we have our days off, of course, around here, that kind of thing. But I know how much people look forward to that. I know how much people loved that nonstop Christmas music.
Yes.
So much so that there's still plenty of places that do that.
There are
plenty of stations. stations. They're just doing put that it right on. Now.
Yep, that's right. And like James said earlier this week, soon you'll be hearing some Christmas bumper music well. We'll get into the spirit.
We will get into it. Looking forward to it. That's going to be fun, too.
Yeah.
So here are some other stats. The top songs that make us feel like the holidays have arrived.
Okay.
Jingle Bells. White Christmas, and We Wish You a Merry Christmas.
Of course.
Yep. Yeah, I hear any of those, and I know that it's the season is upon us.
Yes. For me, the one that really, the recording that always gets it for me is the Andy Williams Holiday Season. Mm. It's the holiday season.
Yeah, yeah.
That, for me, that just screams, like, oh, it started. Let's go.
I don't know if this happens to anybody else, but if you think of or if you hear, like for me, it's usually I hear the tail end or a little bit of a Christmas song when I'm flipping through the radios or radio stations or whatever. And I don't listen to a lot of radio, but when I do around this time of year, I'll hear tail end, a bit of a song or something like that. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, back in the day, we'd have it playing next door, so you'd hear it when you were going into the other station or something like that.
Right, right.
But around this time of year is when I hear any Christmas song and immediately what pops into my head, my jukebox in my head flips record right to Christmas time.
Oh.
Christmas time. Christmas time is here. Every time.
The Peanuts Christmas special.
Yes, yes. Yep. It has been that way. I don't even know the name of that darn song, but I it has been in my head since I was a child.
I'm pretty sure it's Christmas time is here.
I'm pretty sure it is that, yeah. Yeah. Every Christmas time. It's right there right now. It's playing
over and over and over.
And it's just that refrain because I don't remember
the rest of the song.
Nobody does. You can't even hear. You can't find a really great recording of that, really.
No.
Where their volume is up. It's always like you're listening to a normal, like at a 10, and that kicks in and it's like at a 6. Christmas time. I can't tell if it's sad or
happiness and cheer, I know, is the next line. Yes, but after that, yes. I don't know what they sing. I really don't.
Nobody does.
No.
There are no actual
lyrics.
They're
just mumbling.
It's just like, hey, we didn't feel the song, so you just guys go talk, sing really low.
Really low, yep.
Time with time and cheer. There's a bunch of kids looking at each other with their shoulders up, shrugging, like,
I love the idea of the lazy songwriter. I wrote a couple of things there. Just do the rest there.
Not to mention I'm saying this about one of arguably our greatest songwriters, Vincent Gialdi.
Yeah.
Of all the guys to sit to
Now he's been dead for a while, but you may bring him back.
He may just come back just to smack me upside the head.
Yeah. What are you talking about?
Do you look forward to this time of year less now than you're an adult? Most agree the answer is yes. 72% enjoyed the holidays more when they were a kid.
I see that. I really do. I think that's very much, and that's because there's reasons for it. You know, when you're a kid, I mean, that's generally the time, even if you're like from a family that doesn't have a lot of money, that's generally the time you might get something. You might get a present, something like that. So that's exciting. There's also all the stuff. I mean, we're talking about Charlie Brown Christmas special. There's those fun things, you know, specifically for kids. There's the music. And the fact that, for me, it's the fact that when you see if you're from a family where it's a big thing, you see the adults get excited. And, of course, that makes kids excited when they see their parents get that way, too. But kids can get, they tend to, move it up a notch from there as well. And they really get going on it. So that makes sense to me.
I think it makes sense normally. Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely. And the majority of people, I think, are probably, as we can see by the numbers, are sitting in that ground. I'm on that other side. I'm in that 20-some percentile of people that enjoy it more now as an adult.
Oh, yeah.
As a kid, I already knew I was poor. Christmas reminded me of it.
Yeah.
Christmas told me that I was different than my cousins, that I was different than my friends and the other people that I was going to school with. I get a little bit grudging to say these things because I don't want it to seem like my mom and dad didn't do everything they could to give us
Christmas
and all those things. There were not as ton of the Toys for Tots, things like that. Mm-hmm. There weren't a lot of those things back then. And it just was the way it was. I just really, it was a day I more so... I was more intense in a wound ball back then than I am now as an adult, buying gifts for my kids and things like that. Mm-hmm. So I actually, I'd say in the last 5-6 years, like every year, I've enjoyed it a little bit more.
Nice.
And become more and more as I get older, I'm enjoying Christmas more and the time of year, because it has become so much more about seeing family and seeing you know, different people and all that. But I get the people that as a kid, it actually was more heartaching and more tense than it was now as an adult, even though I got more buy-in to buy, you know, things
right,
like that.
Yeah, right, yeah. You actually have more to do, right? Yeah.
There are certainly adult stresses I carry.
Oh, yeah.
But those pale in comparison to what I was as a kid. So I kind of get both sides of this a little bit, but I really can relate to the idea of, as an adult, growing to love Christmas.
Well, that's a good reminder, though. I mean, that every, you know, some kids, it's not the same. It really isn't the same for them, that a lot of us that grew up in, you know, certain financial, you know, situation can relate to and say, oh, yeah, that's when we got this and this and this. And some, like, you know, some like you, it's like, well, if we got something, that was special. That kind of thing. Yeah. So, yeah.
The best age to be this time of year is between 6 and 10 years old. 35% said that's when their fondest holiday memories come from.
I think that's pretty close. Yeah, for me anyway. Yeah. That.
Yeah. I think you actually answered this one with the other one.
Yes, I did. I did kind of do that.
Because I have a hard, like, there's going to be one or two, maybe even a little more than that, gifts that people remember when they were in that age range.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, I think it's what you're talking about, the nostalgia, the Christmas
for
specials,
sure.
the seeing family. Maybe you had mom made a certain type of cookie that year, you know, and that kind of stuff.
Yep.
7 in 10 Americans had holiday traditions growing up, and a lot of those traditions are still alive and well. Over 40% of us have at least one tradition we've been doing annually for more than 15 years.
Wow.
Over 40%.
That's pretty good. That's pretty amazing considering, yeah.
I like that just as much as I like, I hear all the time about new traditions starting.
Yes.
Oh, this is the third year we've done this, or the fourth year, you know, that's cool too.
Oh, man, I'm glad you brought that up, because it's one of those things I carry on several traditions from my family that when I grew up, now that I do it with my family now. But there's also times when I consciously want to say, let's do something new. Let's create our own traditions, which is, think about it. Think about the imagination. Think about ways you can do that. You can actually come up with new and fun ways of doing it. So there's nothing wrong with the old traditions. They're great. But I say, get your own one. Figure out some on your own and make it a lot of fun.
You can really create a bond with that, too.
Oh, absolutely. You are so right.
And finally, our most cherished holiday traditions are decorating the tree, seeing friends and family, decorating our home, watching movies, and sitting down for holiday meals.
Yes, yes. I would have one caveat about the tree, though. Decorating the tree, yes. Putting the lights on the tree, no.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the worst things you have to do.
How about this? The step right before that, making sure the lights work.
Untangling the lights,
them.
Right?
I mean, all of that. Yes, yes.
That's the tough part, yes.
That could be a nightmare.
Yes,
that
could
be. I like that one. I like decorating the tree. I think that's fun. Seeing friends and family, certainly. I've hit on that a couple of times. That's my favorite part of the holidays. Decorating the home. My mom was talking about this with Bree yesterday, and I caught a little bit of the conversation. And they were talking, and she was saying how, oh, I don't really do it as much as I used to. I don't get into it as much. And I'm looking around the house, and it's all Thanksgiving stuff all over the place and everything. Like, this is her toned down.
Yeah.
I've grown up with this, because even though we didn't have a lot, that was not the way my mother was going to treat the house. That was how she was going to treat us. It was just because you're born in the projects doesn't mean you can't have class. Doesn't mean you can't, you know, these kind of things. And it's something that, you know, granted, I might be living alone the rest of my life or something like that. Just in like a little single apartment. I'm going to decorate. I'm going to decorate
cool.
stuff just because it's something my mom did.
Yeah.
And I thought it was always cool that she did that stuff.
That's great.
I think that's probably my... out of all this stuff, the thing that I keep coming back to is every year around a certain time, oh, I know she's going to decorate for Halloween. She's going to really starting with Halloween. It's kind of from there to the beginning of the year. She's got different celebration stuff that's going to go up and everything.
Something I want to touch on real quick, because I noticed that Hanukkah is falling very close to Christmas this year.
It's on the same week of Christmas.
Which is always fun when it happens and they go together like that. But I've also noticed, and I think Beth and I have both noticed, that there's – In the last couple of years, the decorations, the fun extra stuff for Hanukkah has really exploded.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we have seen stuff that we've never seen before for that kind of stuff, like Hanukkah calendars with the chocolates and more decorations and those kinds of things. I was like, wow, that's pretty impressive. It's becoming more like a general, like Christmas itself,
more of a
secular thing where it's like, you know, hey, it's not necessarily what the holiday was about when it first came around, but there's certain things we can take from it, especially, you know, the family parts and that kind of thing, which is, to me, is kind of cool because I think for personally, get it all up there. I think it's fun to celebrate all these holidays.
We used to treat religion, and some still do, but religion, religious holidays, sort of like eavesdropping. Oh, you don't listen to that. Don't listen to them in the conversation. That's rude. Or don't mm-hmm. you know, put your foot into that world. It's rude to do that.
Yep.
Now we kind of understand it. There's nothing wrong with learning and celebrating other cultures.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you're going to convert. It doesn't mean that you know, all of a sudden you go, oi, hey, wait, I'm talking like this now. Oh, wait, how did that happen? Oi.
You turned into Jackie Mason,
Did it get hot over here? It's all of a sudden. I mean, it's not going to, you know, that's silly.
No,
You can do that, learn about other cultures, learn about other things, and still be completely happy and fine in your world.
Where you
are. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a big world, need a lot to go to make it work.
Absolutely.
Takes all of us.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really cool. I don't know how, again, I think this is one of those things that, and granted, not everything is certainly like this, but so many things in life, society works itself out. Society figures this out. We've kind of, it's not as if anybody went out and like a president or a congressman or senator went out and said, hey, everybody, it's okay to learn about other cultures, you know, and then everybody was like, oh, okay, oh, he said it was cool, so we can do it now, all right, and we just kind of agreed, hey, this is okay, it's not going to damn my soul if I learn what the 8 days of Hanukkah are about.
Exactly.
You know, it's understanded now.
Yeah.
It's getting better. There are certain things that we do that I baffle at, especially like yesterday. You're around that relative that comes from a different time, and so they have some different prejudices or something that. And what are we doing those? Well, it's okay. They're from a different time. It was different then. And I understand that, and I see some credence there, and there should be some grace given to that, but it shouldn't be just smoothed over and said that that's okay.
Right.
We also used to put leeches on each other, like to cure diseases.
Exactly.
Like nobody just looks back at that and says, "Oh, it was a different time."
Yeah.
You know, just silly. Like if somebody was doing that now, you would like, "What are you doing? That's insane! You shouldn't be doing that." Like. We used to smoke on planes. I mean, there's certain things that we learned from.
Also remember that same time that they're from also had people that didn't think like that.
Yes.
You can't say that everyone felt the same way in one era because it's not true. It just there were people that have many different opinions about many different things. That's humanity.
I never understand how we will bend over backwards for strangers at times just to get you know these jumping jack mental gymnastics we do to just try to make it okay so we're not uncomfortable. So we don't have to have an uncomfortable conversation with somebody or something.
That's right.
We'll do to get to that point. We'll come back with Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club and do some celebrating. It's coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
How uncomfortable was this for a lot of people?
Happy birthday. President, happy birthday to you.
Hey, thank you, Marilyn.
She, by the way, that's nervous laughter.
Yes.
That's nervous laughter on that.
The things that they had her, man.
You should if you've ever seen the video of that, you should see what she's wearing. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Oh, it is time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's. And if you're hungry, treat yourself. Get on over there. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 7 days a week. And 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. Of course, on Fridays, we don't just celebrate birthdays and anniversaries for today, but Saturday and Sunday as well. So let us dive right into things. And Seth, I'm going to need you to give me a 1 or a 2.
2.
All right, that gives us our qualifier, so we can get right into the celebrating. First up, want to wish a very happy birthday to Tia Smith.
Tia, happy birthday.
Tia is my best friend's, my best friend, his wife is Trista. Her younger sister is Tia. Tia's an awesome one. She's amazing. She's a great person.
Very cool.
Also want to wish a very happy birthday to another amazing person, Mr. Jack Fayville.
Jack, happy birthday.
Jack, of course, the other half of the bands that Connie and Jack are in, the Antoinettes.
Okay.
Jack and Connie have been together and doing some great things in this area for a long time. Jack is such a good musician. Mm-hmm. And one of the most, I was talking about being calm and cool and collected and stuff, and the way that Chuck is and everything. Mm-hmm. I feel Jack is a little, I haven't worked with Jack a whole lot and everything, but just being a little on stage with him and stuff, interacting with him, just couldn't be more calm, collected, and smooth, and such a wonderful human being to work with and be around. It's so darn talented.
Nice.
Wish you a great birthday, sir.
Absolutely.
Enjoy your day, Jack.
Happy birthday.
Also, on a Saturday, we've got one birthday to celebrate, Joe Billings.
Joe, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Joe. Hope it's a good one for you.
I love people named Joe. I just love that
name.
It's a good name.
Also want to wish a very happy birthday on Saturday to Betsy Fache. That is Pam's nephew's wife over in Shiocton.
Oh, happy birthday, Betsy.
Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday, want to wish a very happy birthday to Barb Thorson.
Barb, happy birthday.
Enjoy your day, Barb. Hope it's a great one for you. And thank you to everybody that got us these birthdays and anniversaries. Mm-hmm. We appreciate them. Keep them coming.
Yes, indeed.
I'm just going to take a quick look at our celebrity birthdays for today. Bueller. Actor Ben Stein is 78 today.
That's right. Good old Ben Stein.
The great Ben Stein.
Win Ben Stein's money.
Yes.
That was a fun show.
That was a fun one. Yes, that was a good show. What am I, you know, I've mentioned before, Jack McCoy is my go-to, you know, TV attorney. If I'm ever going to court in TV, that's who I want. If I can't get him, give me John Larroquette. Give me Dan Fielding from Night Court. The great John Larroquette turned 75 today.
Oh, good on him. He's going to be reprising that role, I believe, in the new Night Court show. Yeah.
Good on him for doing that. I'm so happy. I cannot wait for that to be. I just love that show so much. And his work as Dan Fielding was some of the funniest comedy I've ever seen on TV to this day.
There's something about he's got this deadpan plus.
Yeah.
I mean, he could just comedically one of the best actors I've ever seen.
He can take a punch in a scene like few that I've seen where he can still be this proud kind of guy, you know, this class and all this. But you see him just like taking the hit and he just takes it on his face, like just a pie to the face almost.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He has one of the most expressive faces.
Yeah.
I love face actors, people who just have these great reactions. Oh, man, he's one of the best.
He's good. Singer Amy Grant turned 62 today. Inducted into the Gospel Music Hall of Fame back in 2003.
Mm-hmm.
Great singer-songrantwriter,
Amy
Grant.
Absolutely,
Amy
Grant.
Very talented.
Yes.
Let us see here.
Don't pass that one.
Actor Jill Hennessy is 53 today.
Speaking of Law and Order.
Yeah. Another great one to add to that list. And another great TV actress.
Yes.
Christina Applegate turns 51 today.
Oh, very awesome.
A lot of people may not know she appeared on Charles in Charge and Silver Spoons in her young days, long before she ended up Married with Children.
I did not know that.
Yeah. One of my favorite actors. I really appreciate her. I really like her as an actress. She's fought so hard to get any bit of a career she's had after Married with Children.
After typecasting, yep.
Yeah, and then to deal with the cancer situation she has and to be so open about it and all these things. I'm very not just happy to celebrate her, but that she's still with us and that we can celebrate her birthday. Happy 51st to her.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Competitive eater Joey Chestnut is 39.
Okay. Oh, that's so weird.
Competitive
eating is just bizarre. Anyway.
No interest whatsoever.
No.
And some people, some historic birthdays on today, like Bernie Kosar is 59 today.
Oh, Bernie. Beth, I hope you're listening, Beth.
Hey, one of my favorite quarterbacks of my youth. I love Bernie. I'm a big fan of Bernie Kosar.
Man, watching him throw a football was like a beautiful disaster. But he got it done. He got the job done. The way he got there. Oh.
One of the greatest hitters of all time, Joe DiMaggio, born on this day.
Jolting Joe DiMaggio. Yes, Joe D. The Yankee Clipper himself, yes. Mm-hmm. He only played for 13 seasons.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
And, that's crazy. And he had one. He's still one of the best players ever. I mean, yeah.
There are still like in the record books where he's like the fourth or fifth guy.
Yeah.
And like where and there's been and you'll see all these modern names up there.
Right.
They still haven't caught up to him in those things.
And of course, the hitting streak.
Yeah.
That's always his big claim to fame. But
you gotta wonder. I know we do this with a handful of athletes like Gale Sayers and that and everything. Mm-hmm. You gotta wonder. You tack on five more seasons to his career.
Yep.
Where his stats would have been.
Yep.
Without the disease and everything.
Without injuries.
Yes.
Without World War II.
Right.
Which he served in as well. So he lost years for that.
Which is not mentioned nearly enough when it comes to that era of athlete.
Especially the baseball players of that era. So many of them lost prime seasons to being in the service. Yep.
And Andrew Carnegie was born on this day. Industrialist, and I mean, just one of the first, big names in this country.
Robber baron to some.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know, when you look at, now we say the Kennedys and things like mm-hmm. that, but the Carnegies were
the Carnegies,
that for a very long time in this country.
Absolutely.
And one more time, want to wish a very happy birthday to Tia Smith. Happy birthday to our qualifier today, Jack Fayville. Happy birthday tomorrow to Joe Billings and also to Pam's nephew's wife, Patty Fache.
Mm-hmm.
And on Sunday, happy birthday to Barb Thorson.
Happy birthday to all of you.
Thanks so much for getting these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. Keep them coming. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james@WFHR.com. Get them to us. Direct message us on Facebook. Get them that way to us. And stick around for Seth's news.
Mm.
And while you're heading over to Misty's Menu, get on over there. They're there right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 7 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. When you get there, wish them a good day from all of us at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings on WFHR. Serious comedy to start your day. 8:41 on the clock. Seth and James here with you. And, of course, a lot of football being taken in yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Three big games, all of them pretty decent, too. Don't see that happen very often on a Thanksgiving day. And, of course, we're getting ready for some more world football today.
Actual football,
actual football. I don't know how many people care about the World Cup, but, you know, there's America and England are facing off today.
That's a big one.
A lot of people care about that.
Yep.
And go USA, USA, of course. You got college football, huge weekend in college football. Maybe my favorite weekend in college football is this weekend with all the trophies. And
the rivalry weekend.
The rivalry weekend. Yeah. So mm-hmm. much being decided about the college football playoffs. So there's plenty of football still to watch and be had.
Yep.
Did your football team lose yesterday? Well, a poll found it takes 3 days to get over it. 3 full days. So, or for some of us, we never do.
Did my team lose yesterday? I wasn't paying attention.
Minnesota won.
They beat Dallas?
Yes.
Wow, okay, that's great.
Wait a minute.
They didn't play Dallas. No, they played the Patriots.
Yes,
sorry, I was thinking of something else. They lost to the Dallas week before.
But I'll say this, and obviously I'm not a Minnesota guy or anything, but my existence, Minnesota usually loses these games. I've seen them win a handful of these games this mm-hmm. season that they normally lose those one-score games or that final possession
constantly,
kind of
yes.
Not this year. This year they seem to be winning those
every
games.
Every single one they seem to be winning those.
For the most part, I mean, when you got arguably the greatest receiver in football in Justin Jefferson, you should be getting stuff done. Now, it's not like that he's going to win you a championship, but having somebody like him can make your whole offense that much
better. I got to say, the Vikings have had, over the years, have had some really good receivers.
Yeah.
And when they have those really good, your Chris Carters, your Randy Moss, they tend to do better when they have those receivers.
So it takes 3 days for things to get over. So it could have taken you a little bit of time to recover. Even if you didn't get a win this week or coming up, you hopefully enjoyed some greasy food. Here are the 10 best foods to eat while watching football, according to this poll.
Okay.
Start at the top or the bottom here? You want to start?
Let's start with the top. Let's do the number one first.
Number one, pizza.
Of course.
27% said it's the one of their favorite football foods.
Pizza's good for everything. Let's just put it out there. Is pizza the perfect food?
It's right. It's close.
It's got to be up
there, man. It's that or maybe it's burgers that comes in at a close second with 26%.
That surprises me.
Yeah?
Because pizza's easy, okay? if you're going to, I mean, even if you make, I mean, if you make your own pizza, well, first of all, cool on you for doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
But usually, you know, it's a frozen pizza, maybe you order out or something like that. You get it, you do that. Now, I know you can order burgers now too, because it's the DoorDash and all that.
Yeah.
But you actually have to make them if you're going to do it at home. You actually take some time to actually grill them or fry them or whatever you're going to do. And that's so close. It's like right behind pizza. Mm-hmm. Wow, I didn't. That surprised me.
I think I'm just glancing at this list and everything. I don't know if it applies to everything on this list, but the number one thing I need for a football food,
okay,
is a food I don't have to look at. I don't want to take my eyes off the screen.
Right.
So if it's pizza, I'm just shoving it into my mouth. I grab the slice, put it in my mouth. I don't even have to look at the pizza.
Yep.
Don't even just grab it and put it in. Chips, you know, burgers, all these kind of things.
Wings, like, of course. That's why wings are so popular, right?
Right. Just don't let me. I don't want to have to miss a second of possible action. Even though I know that there are more seconds than not that
there's
don't actually
also commercials.
Matter. Yes, yes. But God help it if we had to miss a second. Number three on the list, chips and dip.
Makes sense. Completely makes sense on that. Easy finger food. These are all finger foods for the most part.
Yeah, it looks like
stuff
it.
You can grab with your hands.
Yeah. Hot dogs, number four.
Yep, there you go.
Fries at number five. Fries, a sneaky great, like, sport food.
It is.
Like, making a big thing of fries, especially if you got, like, a special kind of fry you like or whatever, or you
put a little
stuff on them.
Cheese on there.
Yeah. Fries are great for that.
Yep.
And again, notice to take your eyes off the screen. Just keep eating.
Make sure you know where the bowl is. You're good.
Let your eyes ingest the football as you're, you know, belly and just all the other stuff.
All the grease, yes.
Yes. Wonderful grease. Meats and cheeses come in at number six.
Like I'm guessing a tray of meats and cheeses, yeah.
Which I do like, but not in this situation. Yeah, I got to put that together. Don't give me food I got to put together. I don't want a Lego set. I got to grab the pieces. I don't care if it takes 5 seconds to put together. I don't want to have to put things together. Again, my mind is on sports.
So in other words, when you eat that, you have to do build. You can't just grab like a piece of cheese and eat it, then have a piece of sausage and eat it. You need to put it together. Together with a cracker or something.
I need my pre-built meat and cheese sandwich. I need a pre-built.
You can't just do it, even though it all ends up in your mouth and your stomach.
It does.
It's all the same.
It's completely ridiculous. Wings at number seven, as you, you hit on that one.
I thought that'd be higher, actually.
Me too. I'm shocked that it's not in the top five.
Yes.
I would have thought
for
sure.
Wings are very portable, you know, and I'm surprised.
And I don't know a single guy that doesn't love wings. I mean, most people do, but just thinking off my head.
Especially sports people.
Right.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who doesn't like wings.
Yeah, yeah. I'm one of the few people I know that is not big on wings. I don't mind wings. I'll eat them, but I'm not going to order them usually.
Yeah, right.
Ribs, I will, though. Ribs come in at number eight.
That seems awfully messy.
Yeah, that's
for watching a game, though. That's something you got to sit down and enjoy the ribs, I think. Yeah, this is too distracting otherwise.
There's certain foods, like a good steak. Like, I want to focus on the steak. I want to just enjoy my meal.
Yeah.
I don't want to be, paying attention to the TV while I'm eating and all this. Yeah, just give me food I ain't got to think about. Just put it in my gut.
Steak sandwich, maybe, but not just a steak. Yeah.
Number nine, sandwiches.
Sure.
Pretty much a lot of what we're talking about here, pretty much just, just a step away
from
a sandwich.
If it's between two pieces of bread, isn't technically a sandwich, so your hot dogs, your burgers are technically sandwiches?
We had this debate. What is a sandwich? Is a taco a sandwich? Is this a sandwich? Yeah.
I remember that one, yes.
And interestingly, number 10, tacos.
Tacos. Again, our tacos is the gnomes.
I don't want it to get out there that I'm ever going to say anything bad about tacos. But, that's a messy food. That's a bit of a messy
food. It is messy. It is very messy. You are correct, my friend.
Stick around, everybody. We're going to take a quick commercial break, come back, and make somebody a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. That's coming up right here on Mornings at WFHR. Lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. What we're going to do right now is Seth and I are going to play some music from a famous TV show theme. some music from, you know, special. And we've had all these great specials growing up, all these kids specials and different types of specials going on. So what we're going to do right now is play some music from one of the famous ones that I think a lot of you are going to know out there. Get ready to call 424-2600 and let us know what special this is from. And you'll win to yourself two concrete mixers, two value baskets from our great friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. A huge good morning to them out there. Thank you so much for sponsoring this segment. We appreciate them so very much.
Yes, indeed.
Let's get ready to play Star of the Day. Get ready to call 424-2600.
I can't cook a Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, yeah. There you go. There you go. Right.
Nice and
away.
Quick. Yeah.
I don't know what I was worried about. I don't know why I was worried. Good morning. What's your answer?
Would that be Charlie Brown or the Thanksgiving Charlie Brown?
Yes, that's it right. Was. Yes. Yay. Nicely done. Nicely done. Yeah. I appreciate that, sir. Thank you so much. I actually had a backup just in case somebody couldn't get that one, but you got it. Nicely done. Who do we have on the phone with us? Can I get your first name?
Bruce.
Bruce, thank you so much, yep. Bruce. You knew that one right away, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, that music just sticks in your head, doesn't it?
Yeah, that Vince Guaraldi, man.
Yeah, it does.
Vince, what town are you calling us from? Bruce, what town are you calling? Rapids? All right, Rapids. Yep. We got ourselves a Rapids winner. Thank you so much for that, Bruce, and thank you so much for playing along. Do us a favor, Bruce, if you don't mind hanging on the line for a minute or two here. We'll get your information off air, but thank you so much for listening and playing along, sir.
You bet.
Hey, Bruce, real quick, did you have a good Thanksgiving?
Yeah, how about you?
Good. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we had a good one around here. Thanks for asking. Thank you. And appreciate you calling in and listening. Hang on the line. We'll talk to you in a minute, Bruce.
Okay.
Thank you. That is one of the more, all the music from that special, Seth.
Yeah.
Just stand, not just that special, but all of those Peanut specials.
Yeah.
They just stand out. There's something about them that just, I don't know. It really stands the test of time. Now, my backup was going to be. And I don't know if people would have gotten that one or not. We did this one years ago, like 3 or 4 years ago. I had in my notes we did Night Court.
Yeah.
But because it's John Larroquette's birthday, and I think it's – I don't know if it's just me, but it's such an iconic, like, theme song. And
it is.
I don't know if the show was ever – I don't know how popular the show really was. I was a kid when it was on. I didn't really pay attention to stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I don't know how legendary it is or anything, but to me, and I think a lot of our generation, it sure is. It's that part that it gets you every time.
For us, I think you're absolutely right because, at least the kids that watched it growing up, absolutely. That's one that's going to stick in our heads forever. You hear those first few notes of the bass line when it starts, it's like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's Night Court.
It's one of those. We're going to take a real quick break here. We don't want to make Bruce hang on the line too much. We'll take a minute break. We'll come back and wrap up the hour and let you know what's coming up in the 9 o'clock hour right here on Mornings at WFHR. Welcome back to Mornings on WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:57 on the clock, and Seth and James here with you. Mm-hmm. Want to send a big shout out to Bruce. Thanks so much for listening and playing along. Bruce is our newest star of the day.
Congratulations.
Be listening next Friday for we'll crown another star of the day, and a big shout out to, of course, our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. Get some Culvers in your life. Now you have to. Now I said it. So now you got you poor things. Oh, darn. Got to go to Culvers. Shucks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'll just drag myself there.
Next hour, we're going to get into 10 things bartenders hate.
Get into Ooh, that. As a former bartender, I'm going to be interested in this one.
I saved this one for you.
Oh, so, nice.
We got that. Got a little bit of entertainment news I want to get into involving Garth Brooks, Marvel fans, Leonardo DiCaprio, a couple of things like that.
But
for right now, interesting two stories here I want to do. And these are kind of oddball stories.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do them back to back. Real quick, 24-hour circus show in Cambodia breaks Guinness World Record. They broke a Guinness World Record. This art school in Cambodia broke a Guinness World Record by staging a circus show that lasted 24 hours, 10 minutes, and 30 seconds.
Yikes.
Pretty impressive. It's a nonprofit art school in Cambodia as well that did this.
Oh, very cool.
90 performers, which included the school's professionals as well as performers from sister organizations, pulled this off. It's pretty cool.
That's impressive.
Then, another story also going on, married speed eaters break world records for hot dogs and burritos.
Jeez.
A Florida couple who are both competitive eaters broke Guinness World Records for speed eating hot dogs and burritos. The record-keeping organization announced Miko Sudo ate an entire burrito in 31 seconds, breaking the previous record of 88 seconds. In the same day, she broke the record for the most hot dogs eaten in 1 minute, downing six to double the previous record.
Jeez.
Sudo's husband, Nicholas, ate 12 hot dogs in 3 minutes, beating the previous record of nine. The pair, known as the Hungry Couple, met 4 years ago while preparing for a competitive eating event. I would love to see these two worlds combined, and I want to see the circus show going on while, because this is the next step. It's not just breaking Guinness World Records anymore.
Yep.
It's doing them like on top of that, like two records at a time or something like that.
Mashup. Yes, let's do it.
I would love to see a 24-hour circus, although I got to imagine like hour 20, not as exciting as hour one. Like, it's just like they're just out there trying to get the record.
We're
now
on our 20th hour and still going strong.
The Tigers just looking at people like, look, man, I'm not jumping through another hoop here. I'm not doing that. That is not
the animals go on strike. No, we're done.
Yes.
We're done.
All of a sudden, the animals are making the ringmaster go through the circles and everything. And this competitive eating couple, imagine if you met them. And you know, couples meet sometimes, and these seem like cool people. Oh, you know what? We should invite them over for dinner. We should have them
big
over
mistake.
Sometime. Yeah, big mistake right there. Like, you can't make enough food.
I think when they're not competitive, they're normal.
I think you're probably right. We'll take a break right here. We'll get back and have some more fun here on Mornings at WFHR, locally grown radio.